You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Listen to it, yeah?
Matilda was a big pig, or to be more concise, a big sow. A female pig is called a sow or sow. Matilda was also a working pig. Her daily job was to use her pink snout to dig up a truffle mushrooms, which are usually buried deep in the earth, especially around oak trees. Oops. Hey, our show started. Holy shit. My God, this is fantastic. This is Matilda, the most expensive pig in the whole white world. There's 14 books.
Yes, 14 children's books that I published on Amazon and Kindle.
14 books, guys. By the unstoppable force of nature, she shares her talents and gifts with the entire cosmos. My friends, give it up for the producer, actress, writer, martial artist, model, and author of 14 children's books thus far. Right?
So far, yes.
So far. Give it up for Sanjini Bhakta. All right.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Are you kidding
me? Thank you so much.
I have known you for the better part of my adult life, it seems. Like, you and I have known each other for a while.
For quite a while,
yeah.
Yes.
And I was lucky enough to get cast in one of your, films for the Eye of the Empress.
Eye of the Empress, I think it was episode 11 and 12.
Did you hear
so
that?
So the street fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you did a great job.
Thank you.
Spoke some Spanish.
Yeah.
Took some bets.
Uh-huh. I took some bets.
In the boxing ring.
I spoke Spanish. That was awesome. And then there was a boxing ring, and courtesy of the boxing ring in Alhambra. Remember the old?
CM Boxing Stables.
CM Boxing Stables. Okay. So that was cool. We did that a few years ago, two, three years ago, would you say?
Yeah, about two. Uh-huh. Maybe two.
2 years ago. Now, you know, I've known you for a long time, but of course, like, hanging out here with you is like hanging out with friends. You know, I really, in the best possible way, I have, like, the highest esteem of you. You know that.
Thank you so much.
And you meant a lot, and you've always been there for us. And I wanted to say that's it. That's my show. Thank you guys for watching.
Okay.
If I don't break the ice, if we don't break the ice now, you tend to be a little more serious, and a lot of people know that. There's a crazy side of you, but we're going to get into all that later.
All right.
Okay. But you started writing books. We want to know what inspired you, what motivated you to write these children's books.
I have no idea. It was just like one December, I just spent a month and I wrote 16 stories. So, they just came to me. I have no idea. So, when I write spontaneously.
Okay.
And I didn't think... I don't know why I thought of just writing them, but it took me a long time to publish them.
So you think it's some grand scheme of the creator, of the Lord, maybe, that has you to just bestow upon you? You will write these books, these stories, and you suddenly go, oh my God, I had an epiphany. Is that how it works, sort of? Like, maybe, it just come to your mind, right?
It just came to my mind, like all the different stories, and it didn't take me too long to write them.
Okay.
And then it took me, like, I kept sending them to try to get publishers, and then I ended up publishing them myself.
She said, what the fuck? I ought to just do it myself.
Yeah.
Oops, did I just say what the fuck? I shouldn't be cursing.
You can say what the fuck anytime you want.
I'm with Sanjini, ladies and gentlemen. I can see, you heard, she gave me permission. So you know, I got to say, that's you're prolific. You are a prolific artist. And that, honestly, comes from the man himself, our good friend and mentor, Tom Sizemore, who's passed on a better life. You know, he used to say that. Sanjini, man. He goes, Jimmy, Sanjini, she can do just about any fucking thing. And I'm not talking about guys either. This used to be funny, right?
And he'd come up with
stuff right there. He's like, no. She's fantastic. She does quite a bit of things. You ought to see. I'm like, dude, I know Sanjini.
And then he asked me to write a script, but we never got to film that.
We didn't. Unfortunately, he passed on.
And actually, it had to do with, like, robberies, and which is very prevalent,
especially in today's society in LA, right?
Yeah.
So, like, speaking of which, you do explain the whole martial artist situation. You go out to Rosemead, California, we're not going to say where, but you go out to Rosemary, California, and you train there, right? Is this like kind of your usual thing that you do? How long have you been doing it for? And what is the martial, what is the art in it of itself?
So my foundation is Shaolin Kenpo Karate, okay. which involved like five Chinese animals, and it was a hybrid system of wrestling and karate, mm-hmm. kung fu, like different techniques. But now I have a black belt in that, so I did my test in the Shaolin
Don't
Temple.
Don't fuck around with her. She'll beat your ass.
In China.
Yeah.
So, and I trained with Shaolin monks there.
Okay.
But now I'm taking Shaolin Kung Fu, mm-hmm. so it's pure Kung Fu. And I am training with like the Shaolin Temple.
Yeah.
And the Shaolin monks from the temple.
Right, right.
In China.
So, okay.
So their level's really, really high.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Oh, and I'm a brown belt.
Okay.
A brown belt in that, yeah.
It's just like a brown belt, you know? So in LA, how prevalent is the crime rate, as we know, there's an uptick in crime. So people, just to give you a scenario, not that I don't know, but I want to ask you this. You know that.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, you're in a liquor store or something, you're picking up, you know, your favorite spirits, and then
I'm never in a liquor store.
Okay.
Actually don't ever go to a liquor store.
Right. So you go to... You know, BevMo or one of these places where they have or like pavilions and you pick up something. Somebody decides just in that precise moment to just sort of like fuck shit up and then ask you for your money with a gun. So it's not really asking, but now he's demanding that you give him money. What does Sanjini do?
No one's done that.
But so. In the event that it would happen, though, remember you're training for obviously you're not just training for that, but... Secretly, I think you're also, you know, like self-defense is like a big thing in L.A. because you travel around L.A. quite a bit on your own at times. So what would you do then?
No one's done that. And I think it's because people don't mess with me. Mm-hmm. So it's like even though I'm really petite, so I'm like I like to say I'm almost 5 foot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my persona or my personality.
You give off that.
Yeah, they don't like. They don't ever try to mess with me or ask me.
Yeah.
And if they do, they're usually very humble
mm-hmm.
if they want money. So, no. But it's more like just say if I'm on the metro,
yeah.
which I was once, and I could tell this guy walked by and
yeah.
I knew that he was a thief. I could just tell the way he...
How do you know he was a thief? Are you profiling?
It was just... No, it was just...
Yeah.
It was just a sense.
Yeah, he was giving off the demeanor of...
But yeah. He didn't look like a bum. He was dressed nicely.
Okay.
But I could just... It was just my instincts.
Your intuition.
And I could tell
yeah.
my intuition that mm-hmm. he was going to steal. So I kind of closed my purse. And then when I was getting off the metro... I saw him like take this guy's like bags. The guy was sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and he took his card and like something else. And so I said to him, I said to the other guy, I said, he's stealing your stuff. And
shame on him.
So then the guy's like, oh, and I said, and he took your card too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just called
wow.
him out, and and then
and I like that you just called him out, like you know. You know, this, your voice, your presence, you know, you just say, hey, you know, you feel like the assurance of, hey, if this dude gets out of line with me, I'm going to have to take him down.
And, he was stealing from somebody else. But anyway, he gave it back to him.
Okay.
It's just that.
I think you're dominant in so many ways.
Yeah.
And
so
you
I
just
think
don't let
why.
Him know what's up. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I like that story,
so
by
basically,
the way.
My point is, it's
don't
not
fuck
like.
With Sanjini.
Yes.
In so many words.
I have a temper, which is worse.
Yeah.
So I don't have to use my martial arts.
Right.
That's just for my movies.
Yeah.
And
you, like, what is the... Okay, so along with... I read somewhere in the, you know, in some of your articles that you have. By the way, look her up. Sanjini Bhakta everywhere. I'm going to go ahead and...
Oh, yes, on different Canvas
so many
Rebel.
Things. Yeah.
And, yeah.
So you... apparently, a lot of... You know, a lot of the movie is inspired by your life story, right?
True.
Okay.
Like, for example, Cyber Romance 1 and 2. And Cyber Romance 2 is my latest film. And it's a comedy that deals with dating and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's very risque. So all those stories are based on my actual dating life. They're not made up.
Yeah.
So it's very provocative.
Yeah. And and you have a type. Like, you like them over 18, but not a day over 21, right?
Yeah.
I told you we are gonna peel back the layers here, said Jeannie.
18 to 21 is good, or 18 to 26 uh-huh. for my lead actor.
And you're still looking for, well, why don't we do a PSA while we're at
okay. it? Okay. So I'm looking for a new lead actor who looks something like this. 18 to 26, mm-hmm. all American, tall, so 6'2", 3+, blonde, blue eyes, athletic, super handsome, handsome model type, very alpha. There's a bedroom scene, so.
And it's
he's
real.
He's got to be open to, like.
And it has to, he has to bring it.
Yeah.
You got to bring that passion
the
into
passion,
the bedroom
yeah.
scene. It's not yes. going to be really acting. I mean, it's borderline, you're blurring the lines. Let's just put it.
It's going to be creative and artistic.
I love that. Like you put it, the way you put it best. Yeah.
But edgy and provocative.
Okay. So it'll organically happen in such a way where whatever's going to happen is going to happen in the bedroom scene. It's going to be filmed. And if people are up for it, you can reach out to her. You can reach out to me here, Jim Francis Mesa. You can Google me. You can reach out, send a message here, a comment on the comments. I am up for it. And we could even hold auditions here, by the way.
Yeah, we
I'm
could
all
do
for
that.
That.
Okay.
We can hold auditions
all
here.
All right, we could do
so
that.
So you guys
yeah,
hear
yeah.
that? If you guys are out there, whoever is it fits the profile that believes that kid, they fit the casting rather.
Oh, and
we can come in.
Some martial arts experience is an asset, but not mm-hmm. necessary. So fight skills, but as mm-hmm. long as the actor's athletic,
yeah.
I'm sure I'd be able to teach him how to throw a punch.
So let's talk about the Gold's Gym. You have been there like a fixture there, I hear, and you have met many a celebrity there. Like, why don't we talk about some of the people, some of the characters you've met while working out? Because you work out like 24/7.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
I've met him, his son, Joseph.
Okay, Baina.
Dolph Lundgren goes in there. Mm-hmm. There used to be some really cute guys. Like,
okay.
that's kind of what I look for.
So you go to the gym not to work out, okay?
No, I do go to work out. But
yeah, no, she works out her eyes. She goes to look for, she likes...
Danish guys, German guys, all kinds.
Okay, there you have it. There's a type. And so that's what you do. You go there and perhaps...
Actually, today, Robert Kennedy was in the gym. So I was kind of like looking down at the floor and I was wondering...
Robert Kennedy Jr., guys.
Oh, yeah, Jr.,
otherwise
it
would have been a ghost,
Sammy
right?
Jr. So
yeah.
I was wondering why they were like the Secret Service like in every corner. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking, what's going on? Because I was looking down.
Girl, that was the mob. You know that, right? The Kennedys. This is the mob.
and then, he was working out. But he works out in the mornings.
Yeah.
Usually.
So okay.
So,
that's really cool. Now, what does it take for one to join? Like, do you have to, you know, like audition for it? Like, you have to work out and already be athletic? Like, they don't think...
to be in my film?
To go to the Gold's Gym, you just purchased
a pass? There's all kinds of people.
Is it true? Somebody told me, I think it was Robert Englund or, Freddy Krueger. Is it true that Arnold owned a Gold's Gym? Is it true? He used to own the OG Gold's Gym, or his friend did.
No, I don't think so.
No, he never owned it.
No.
He just works out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the encounter you have with Arnold? Because I know you talked to Arnold at some point.
I've seen him many times, but last year he was promoting his book, Be Useful.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like a promo. They were filming a promo at the gym.
Okay.
And they asked me to be in it. So in the podcast room, they just said Arnold's AI voice would, you ask a few questions that you want Arnold's AI voice to respond to.
Listen to this.
And I asked a few questions. And after that, he popped out of this, like from behind the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want to tell people that it wasn't his actual AI voice. It was him.
Right.
Anyway, they didn't include me in his promo.
Did he come out and say, come with me if you want to live?
No, we spoke. It was mostly about my film.
But you talked extensively throughout this time. Like, you were there for like 5 minutes talking to him?
10 minutes. Wow. But I've seen him so many times. So basically it's because I didn't overreact to seeing him because I'm used to seeing him. Yeah. And I didn't go, oh, wow, oh, my God.
It's the Terminator.
So that's kind of why I wasn't included. They wanted that reaction.
Right.
And I think the people who, they were shocked to see him, like I wasn't. But they gave me his book and I read that book.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever been shocked by any celebrity that you've met, or because you've sat in circles? Like, I remember one time you called me, you're like, hey, I'm sitting next to this lady, her name is so and so. I don't even know who she is. Is she somebody? But I'm like, yeah, she was like in a string of hits. She's made a splash since she was like 10 years old. Why haven't you said anything? Oh my God, whatever, I didn't know. And you were having a whole conversation with her, and obviously she knew that you didn't know who she was. So a lot of that is really cool that you get to meet all these people. Have you ever had made it, like, you ever felt, like, you know, starstruck at any point in your life? Because I know you've been around celebrities all your life.
Not really, no.
No.
I do admire ones that I've seen that have won Oscars. Mm-hmm. But, no, actually, I was at this gallery, art gallery, and I was so fixated on this little cute, like, Chihuahua dog. Mm-hmm. And this woman was carrying the dog. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of the dog. But I was taking pictures and everything, and Janet was with me. And so then Janet wanted a picture with the owner, and it was Demi Moore. But I took pictures of her dog and not her.
Oh, Demi Moore. Like, well, you dogged her.
I was more into her dog than, you know.
Demi Moore's cool. She has a great story about her life. Wow.
Very
crazy. Very rock and roll. Speaking of rock and roll, so you were also a nude
art model? Yeah.
Okay. Art model.
Yes.
Explain to those that don't know what that is, the viewership. There's a million people watching you right now. I just got to forewarn you.
So I was an art model for many years, and I modeled for art studios, colleges, art institutes, even gaming companies, high schools too. So I've had like underage students draw me.
Underage students drew you naked?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Did this just happen here on my show? On Almost Famous? She just said that she had underage students draw her. Here in Los Angeles, though. Does it happen in L.A. or Miami?
Like different places.
Okay.
But it's art, and there were private schools.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't any different from a college.
Right. See, this is what's like great about San Genius. Yeah. You're free spirited. Your whole thing is, it's not like nudity as in it's supposed to be something immoral. It's art, right?
It's art. For centuries, like they've had nudes. Even like the Renaissance paintings.
The Renaissance.
There's a lot of nudes. So I did. I don't do it anymore, but I did do a film called Portrait of a Nude Art Model, which you can see on YouTube and Vimeo.
Is that soft porn?
No, I'm naked, and it's just like an artistic film. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh,
why? Send us the link. My wife and I don't watch anything like that, but you can send us the link.
You could see it on your phone.
I'll get spanked when I get home. Okay, we'll probably see it. I'll ask my girl if it's okay.
So, no, because the dialogue, I think, is very clever.
No. Right. The writing is the most important thing. We're talking about the writing. Now, you wrote, directed, started in this film. A lot of your films, if not most of your films, you oversee the entire operation.
Actually, all my films.
Okay.
So I produce and I direct. I mean, you saw me that day
at
the boxing set. We had like extras, boxers, crew. There's a lot of people to manage.
Right. It's a lot going on. And you were...
Yeah. I had to act and do everything.
And you wore a hat, and then you were the producer. So it's really clever. She wears... Can I just talk about how cool that was? Because you don't think of that. I have ADHD, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew this already. But I have it pretty much tamed. I've tamed it just enough to be an actor. Okay, so you oversaw the whole thing. And you're wearing literally, you know how you say, I wear different hats figuratively? She was literally wearing one hat to be the producer. Then there was another hat. Like, then you decided, oh, wait a minute. Now I'm the actress. And I saw you go from one thing to the other and sort of, you know, direct the scene. Somehow methodically you were directing, and then you decided, okay, it's time for me to go on in and then be the actress. And then I saw you come in and then flesh out the character, which was so beautifully done, by the way. You did such a masterful job.
Thank you. Oh, you mean in that scene?
Yeah, in the scene.
So, as the short little man, mm-hmm. right?
But it's really clever how you can go from one thing to the other, like the nuance. Like it's very important, the nuance, you know, from being a director, producer, to then, okay, wait a minute, now I'm an actress, and to get back into the scene and know your lines and all that stuff, that's pretty good, I got to tell you. I mean, I don't think that many people can do that. I mean, at least...
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. And then I'm worried about, like, the food has to be, you know, there's got to be food. There's got to be, like, the props. I do have, like, I always need a lot more production assistance. So anyone who wants to, like, get IMDb credit and be production assistants on my set, your son too, please, like, let me know.
Well, my son's right now too busy a lot of help. Watching the fights down in Santa Monica. This is really
Crawford
great.
Crawford and, I forget the guy's name, yeah.
Yeah, this is really cool, but, yeah, shout out to James Matthews. They're hanging out with his tribe, as he likes to call it. And the kids, you know, they got different things for posses or gangs, you know. No. But it's actually just a group of kids, college kids that get together.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a lot of fun.
I did that, you know, many a times when we were in college. But that's about me. Let's talk about you. So where did you grow up? Okay, were you born in the States or where were you born?
I grew up in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
So it's in Africa, but I'm Indian.
Right.
And in Bulawayo, which is like the second largest city.
Holy shit.
Zimbabwe is above South Africa. Zimbabwe is a landlocked country. Mm-hmm. English is my first language.
Did you ride an elephant to school?
I used to joke when I was at college.
You did,
mostly,
right?
I used to tell people I rode an elephant to school. They're like, really? I'm like, no. And actually, African elephants are not that tame.
It's not true, yeah.
It's very difficult to, yeah.
That's all Hollywood. It's all Hollywood magic, of course, that we're talking about.
But the Indian elephants are more tame, the Asian ones. Mm-hmm. So I went to, our schools were great. Like, we had to wear uniforms.
Okay. And you went to private school?
My high school was private, but... Whether it was private or not, the other schools were very good, too.
So language, so needless to say, the academics are really huge in South Africa.
Zimbabwe, yes.
Yeah. It's a big thing, obviously. And let me ask you, is it most of it, because we talk about there being private, but is most of the education there free, public schools?
I think so, yes.
The public schools, right? Okay.
But the public schools are great, too, because... in all of the schools, they're not mixed, they're not co-ed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to wear uniforms in all of the schools, whether it's private or not.
Okay.
And they're very strict, like, with the way, not allowed to paint your nails, wear, like, makeup, earrings. It's
an allegiance to the school where you guys have to wear a certain, you know, like, you
Each
know.
School has their own uniforms.
Okay.
Like, summer uniforms, winter. Uh-huh. So you're wearing the same thing every day.
Okay.
And
interesting.
I studied a lot in high school. But I didn't finish high school.
I was like, you don't say. I mean, outside, obviously, when you and I get to talking, you know, you get pretty, you get pretty profound and you know, in the meat and the potatoes of anything we're talking about, you deep dive. And I'm like, dang, Sanjini, like, what the fuck? Do you spend your whole life reading books? You're really good at. I just gotta say, you know your shit, you know. You hear that?
What is it?
Is that a bumblebee or something? No, it sounds like a vacuum.
Someone's a vacuum.
I was like, holy shit! This happened like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you know, in Zimbabwe, we grew up like really spoiled.
Okay.
And we had domestic workers. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do my bed or wash or I didn't do anything. It was done for me.
Did they shower you?
And so do you know I never owned a vacuum
in
the
life?
U.S.? Only maybe briefly when this woman gave one to me.
You're like, fuck is that? Is that real? I gotta eat me?
I mean, I am very neat and clean, but I don't know how to mop.
Yeah, you don't know how to mop.
I use the Swiffer now, but yeah. Mopping and then vacuuming. I've never owned a vacuum or an iron.
You know, my friend didn't ever own a vacuum either because his cocaine would be gone and sniff it off the floor. Never owned a vacuum for that reason.
I mean, it's not like I've lived, like, I'm very clean. Everything's like has to be spick and span.
Yeah.
It's just vacuuming.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, I do have this one guy keeps wanting to come over recently, and I have these fight rehearsals for my fight scenes. And this guy came to one of my fight rehearsals like 2-3 years ago, but he didn't want to be in my film. This Asian guy is super like great with like taekwondo and can do all these flips and all kinds of stuff, but all he wanted to do was be my slave. So he actually did come over one time.
Yeah. Dominatrix, huh? Did you put on your...
I let him, like, clean my shower, but he wasn't really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been bugging me for weeks, and even today, he's like, well, what about tomorrow evening? It's just like his cleaning skills have to improve, otherwise... What's the point?
But Jeannie, this is not pornography. What the fuck? So he has to come back and he wants
me to spit on him.
Right. Right. Which, it's one of those situations.
And you know, in my fight scenes or in my action film, my character spits.
Okay.
Because it's got that spaghetti western vibe.
Yeah.
Mexican mariachi.
Uh-huh. Like a desperado of sorts.
Yeah.
Kill Bill meets Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm not joking. It's true. I mean, I can.
No. It's fine. Save it for Sanjini.
He didn't make it to my cyber romance too. He didn't make the cut.
He didn't make the cut because you're brutal. You must beat the shit out of him, like spit on him and do it again, right? It's spick and span.
I have no idea. Like, he's not the first one that's wanted to be my slave. But
listen, Sanjini is looking. I mean, once again, for those that are tuning in now, let's talk about the casting that you need. It's very specific, okay?
So it's very important because I cannot continue my film, which I need to. There's only like 3 or 4 days of filming left, or like 7 short episodes of Eye of the Empress.
Okay, listen
so
up, guys.
So it's very specific, 18 to 26.
Uh-huh.
Could be a bit of leeway, but maybe 27, 28.
Well, you're pushing if you're 30.
No facial hair, zero facial hair, short, clean-cut hair, like no buns. Long hair,
nothing
like that.
Look masculine,
so
to a degree.
Clean cut, short hair, no facial hair, blonde, blue eyes, super handsome, athletic, muscles would be great. If you look like a stripper, football player, that would be great. All American, so that all American handsome look.
There you go, guys,
and tall. Must be over 6'1" at least.
Those are the requirements. If you think you fit the bill, please go ahead and send send us your information. Jim Francis Mason, you could send me no pics, you know, but just make sure you just send your information. I'll forward to Sanjini. You could look up Sanjini Bhakta.
Or starsapphiremedia@gmail.com.
That's right.
Starsapphiremedia@gmail.com. So this lead actor, like, they tend to not be super smart, so I hope you can spell sapphire. But anyway, I'm just looking for pretty.
You're not going to make the cut.
Just look pretty. That's it. But
all right,
anyway.
You have to have the right hardware, she said. So let's talk in regards to how do you feel with the climate? We're not going to go deep dive into the whole political climate. You know, we're just going to skim it. But it begs the question here. Of Asian descent and you're Indian, are you thinking about voting for your homegirl Kamala Harris?
So I don't like to talk about politics too much, or like give my like opinion as far as who I want to vote for or who I like, or I don't discuss. I just like to focus on entertainment.
Right.
But I will say this: I think it's important for women to vote for the women, you know, to give women finally like an opportunity to become president, because this country's never had a female president, and many other countries have. had leaders like Mexico has a female president
just
right
in
now.
October,
Pakistan had Benazir Bhutto. India had Indira Gandhi. Even like there's so many countries, Liberia, Australia's had, the UK, they've had many female prime ministers. In the UK, actually, the queens were more powerful than the kings. Queen Victoria, mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth I and II, very powerful women. Even in Russia, Catherine the Great. So, and I think, you know, being like half, Kamala being half Indian and black, I think that's very interesting. I know that I have met people who are mixed races, you know, like half black, half white, and they won't want to vote for her. And I just don't understand the reasoning behind that.
Yeah, I happen to think Kamala's a great, she's a nice person, you know.
And you happen to know personally.
We're not going to go there. We're not going to go there,
right?
Guys. This is for another story. A story for another time. But, what?
I just read she was a really good cook. Did she cook for you?
No. She tried to cook me. But no, I didn't get around to that. Not quite, thank goodness. Anyway, she's a good person. I will say she's nice and whatnot. So.
Did you get to see her naked?
What?
You saw her naked.
No. Let's not talk about it. We're not talking about it.
Okay.
Let's.
So what I mean is, if people vote, I think they should look into your heart and think who's kind, compassionate.
Yes.
Who has humanity?
Mm-hmm.
What
do you think about Trump as a businessman?
Let's
set aside. You know, we're you and I are neutral, kind of down the middle. You know, we're independent. So what do you think about Trump in terms of the businessman? Forget about everything that's said, because a lot of that, you know, it's the media,
yeah.
And we get it.
I think he's failed with a lot of his businesses, mm-hmm. you know, like his university and many businesses didn't do well.
He just got grandfathered into the business world because of his father.
Yeah, yeah. Money. So but I did think he was actually good on The Apprentice.
It was great.
Like, he was good at making decisions.
That was good, yeah.
But I think a lot of his businesses, he's a Gemini, and I think they, like, jack of all trades but master of none.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of like.
But he's a master at marketing, right? He's good at marketing.
Well, they're good with selling, Geminis. Mm-hmm. They're good with their words and selling.
Mm-hmm.
They can sell snow to an Eskimo, mm-hmm. and people will believe that they need that. I don't really like to.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Take sides.
Do you know that? Would you vote for me? I want to be the honorary mayor of Tarzana. Would you vote for me?
Yes, of course I would.
Thank you, Sanjeev. I knew that I could count on your vote. I knew it. This movie, right along. Let's talk about. We talk about some crazy stuff, right? But. We talked about the books. We talked about the movies. Now, there's a movie, Motel Patel.
Motel Patel.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little.
So Motel Patel is about an Indian family who own a motel, mm-hmm. actually based on my family. I have lots of relatives. There's different colorful characters. And I tried to portray... Like, there's one who's supposed to be gay. I'm not sure if that came across because the actor wasn't as good with being as over-the-top gay.
This is a male or female?
Male, okay. Male. So I just had him, like, paint his nails and wear pink.
Right.
So,
okay.
And then there's, like, a grandmother. There's different characters, yeah.
Okay. So apart from the movies you've made, are there... Any new movie endeavors that you're willing or maybe you're still cooking or percolating in your head?
There's an animated script, but I'm not sure how to do animation right now. Although I think people will use AI to prompt like animated,
sure.
You know.
I know a lot of that. I could teach you some of that stuff. I could show you. It's actually the easiest thing nowadays. So a lot of people are working with AI extensively, and it's proven to be like, I mean, you could do It's sky's the limit, and it's great because it
this guy I like is going to be studying AI. In okay. 2 weeks, yeah.
And it's
he's a software engineer now. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned he's a Riverside guy. Or?
He's got the same birthday as this guy.
Oh.
So they look alike.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's not a day over 30 or 29?
He just turned 30, and I met him when he was 22.
There you go. See? So. Sanjini, man, it's such a like an honor and a pleasure to have you. You know, you've been on my the Jim and James morning podcast with yes. our boy James Welsh. Yeah. And shout out to that cat, our buddy, and Juicy Diva's Confessions of a Limo Driver, which was one of the first thing. And we did audio, and I noticed that we did like almost 2 hours on. I think it was like an hour. No, two
was
hours.
It that
we did,
long?
Yeah, we did yeah. almost a second part. Because
and you were in your closet?
And I was in the closet.
By like, the literally. Way, I do want you to be in the limousine scene and we like drive that in my.
I got another gig, guys. Yeah, just sitting here
in my Eye of the Empress. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah, of course. So, and with you have David, that good dude. David, what's his last name? David, I forget. He's the Chico Malo.
Oh
guy.
Yeah, David Sosito. Yeah. He's a great actor.
He's a good actor, man.
He's amazing.
Done a lot of stuff. He's worked for years.
I personally think. Which I don't think he would probably agree, but I think his role in my film is the best. Mm-hmm. He's got lots and lots of credits, like over 85 IMDb credits.
He's a working actor.
So, but I think his role as El Chico Malo, oh my gosh, I think it's like the best.
Yeah, blow all of the others out of the water.
That's
for sure.
What I think.
Do you find, Sanjini, do you find like, have you ever thought about singing? Do you ever sing? I'm just wondering, because you do just about everything.
I don't think I'm a good singer like you.
Okay.
So
you heard some of my stuff, right?
I used to take voice lessons just for acting. But to carry a melody, I wouldn't say singing is really my thing.
Okay.
No.
So so why don't you debut now? Like, let's have you sing something.
Oh, my God. No.
I told you I was going to put you on the spot.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Any song you like, just belt it
out. I don't know any song.
Okay, so I'm going to segue.
I'm terrible.
We'll segue into something else. Let's talk about your family. Your parents, do they approve of your lifestyle? Let's put it that way.
My dad,
Was conservative?
They're conservative, but they were also like liberal enough to. They let me start college at 16.
Wow.
And they sent me to Oklahoma and then Texas. Like, they were in Zimbabwe at the time. Mm. And so they were open-minded to let me have my independence at 16 years old. So I had my own bank account and freedom at that age without any supervision. And I could travel, do what I wanted, and choose whatever colleges I wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. My mom is very traditional. She and I are very different.
Okay.
And my dad, he was very good with business.
So
he's always been disappointed in my choices as an actress and filmmaker because he likes to see the money. That's him.
Oh, so you never like lived like hand to mouth kind of life. Like you really had, we had money growing up. You really did.
Yeah, I've always been spoiled because of my dad.
I didn't realize
everything I have, it's. I have to attribute to him, you know.
But you're very, you know, like the thing about it is you came out here to carve out your own little pie, American, you know, sliver, if you will, you know, and you've done pretty good.
American dream, yes. And I do offer opportunities because I create my own. So I offer opportunities for others to work on my productions, like as crew, cinematographers and group gaffers.
You're very nurturing to people that, you know, like have a dream. You help them sort of like enhance that dream and see it through. So that's really commendable. I really got to tell you, just in front of the many people that are watching, the whole million folks that plus, guys, you better start sharing, okay? No. I got to say, you know, Sanjini, you're like one of a kind. You and I, we tend to connect people and we're like
yes,
that.
Yes.
The thing about it is, I didn't grow up with you know, too much anyway, you know, but I was given a good education growing up. My parents, my mom mostly, I attribute most to my mom, you know, she made sure that we were always educated and you know, studying, you know, and that was a number one thing. I mean, I would go to school. I grew up in the 90s, you know, going to school where, like, people were – I grew up in East L.A., so it was frowned upon for people to have a backpack, let alone, you know, carry your folders and stuff. It was during the time where a lot of people were – if you were, like, the bad boy or the tough guy or the cool guy, even if you were a total bonehead or you're, like, dumber than a fucking rock, you'd still – or rock is actually smarter than – I mean an actor or the wrestler, but you get the point. Wrong adage. You know – They would somehow cater more to them. They were like the guys that had all like the beautiful girls in high school and whatnot. And I always thought of it as like 4 years of, you know, you could either have four glorious years of all the attributes and the accolades and whatnot that you know, fame could buy you, so to speak, you know, the short-term fame that you get in the school and stuff, notoriety. Or you could be, after the fact, go on to do Almost Famous with Jim Francis Mesa, you know, and hang out with Sanjini Bhakta. And I, you know, I do have a couple of people that are famous relatives in the family, but I never like to drop names. That's not my thing. We don't drop names. But I just, you know, I just feel like it's good to. My dad always says.
Just Kamala.
Stop with that. Nobody wants to hear that story. I need to get paid for that story. No.
You've got to. Order Jim's books.
Yeah, the Jim Francis Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver and Juicier Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver. This is a compilation. It's got a lot of great books with Tom Sizemore. I have stories with Seth MacFarlane and stories with Jonah Hill. I got a lot of great stories. I mean, I was pretty lucky and was able to have like a bird's eye view, or, you know, like just be that fly on the wall and get to party with some great people back in the day, you know, AMAs and whatnot. But, you know, back to you. I really am humbled to have you here. Really, like,
thank
blessed.
Thank you.
It's about 8:40. Oh, you know, we got a few more minutes to chop it up. So what's next for you? You're finding the guy for your film. Well, when is your target date to start shooting for this?
I would like
adaptation?
To film that, like, in the summer. Okay. Because I like the long days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the... Like from 7 to 7 p.m., 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., okay. It's daylight because mm-hmm. I like to film during the day. Mm-hmm. And also, so I would like to do that. And then after that, I've got to do two big outside fight scenes.
Okay.
So that usually takes a bit of time because for the next fight scene, I want like 30 fighters of different
styles.
Like
ninjas styles. And shit, or just different people?
And it's got to be rehearsed and choreographed, and that takes a while. So we practice, like, the choreography.
I think it's
and
fantastic.
And then another big, huge fight scene.
We get some of my friends from the Home Depot. Hire some guys.
Oh, really?
The extras, yeah.
Oh.
That'd be great. I think it's fantastic. What do you think?
You have friends at Home Depot?
Yeah, the ones that work outside the Home Depot. We just pick up, like, a group of them, train them, and then, you know, pay them.
Well, I have, I know lots of martial artists of different styles, okay. So, yeah.
All right.
And I like them to be ripped. And like have like a lot of like black belts and stuff.
Yeah.
Different.
I got a lot of black belts kinds. Hanging off in the my girl, my wife. Say hello to Stephanie over there, sweetheart. She has all the belts hanging in the closet.
Okay.
Yeah, the black belts and stuff. Yeah, I got black belts.
I didn't know that.
White belts. Yeah, I just never put them on.
Oh, you mean those belts?
Yeah. Well, I did have keto in Alhambra. You know, I lived in Alhambra for many years.
I did
martial arts, but after a while, my knee, you know, somebody always has an excuse. My knee went out, my leg went out. You know, I had a gammy leg, and I couldn't.
Oh, so you
fight.
Couldn't continue
and, yeah, I couldn't
that.
Continue
okay.
that, you know, and continue doing it. But occasionally, I still meditate, you know, day in, day out, I meditate.
Yeah, I have to meditate a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing I need to focus on, meditating
Meditation's
more.
Good. Yeah. What do you do? Do you light up candles or?
I like to do like a chakra meditation and that's also coming up in my script.
Okay.
So like different chakras.
Yeah, with the different.
And then the intuition.
Right, the
and just
third
feeling
eye.
And I do like a self Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
So then I feel the energy.
Remember when you said
and
that?
Like breathe.
I got to go back and recalibrate. And I say, what the fuck is she going to do to herself? And then you said, I'm going to do this, like, just an ensemble of the different things that you're going to do, a plethora of stuff. Healing,
yeah.
Self-healing. And you know, and that sort of thing. So that's fantastic. Wow, where did time go? It's crazy because we have just a couple more minutes, and I promise you, I won't take any more time. You know, of your busy schedule. Because then, do you like? Okay, so you go to the gym every morning. You go to the gym. And then what's your day like?
I take martial arts as well.
What is your day like?
It varies. Walk us through the day. Mm-hmm. It varies because I set my own schedule depending on what I need to do. Last year I had a lot of like tax stuff to do and just, you know, like a lot business of financial oriented. And business oriented stuff to do. And so now I really need to get back to my creativity. It usually, when I wake up, it takes me over an hour to drink my tea.
An hour?
Yeah, because I sip it.
What, do you think it's like wine? Is there like?
Yeah, it's like wine and it's meditative. So it takes me a while to like sip through it. Sure. And then while I'm doing that, I'm organizing my notes and, you know, my schedule for the week or things, cool. You know.
Do you like meal prep? Do you have like food set up? Outside of the obvious that you go out and eat and all that, but you kind of meal prep. So
I don't really meal prep.
And you're not rigorous.
I don't
with that?
Usually eat out a lot. Okay. Actually, I usually get a lot of groceries like every week. Mm-hmm. They know me at the supermarket, so I usually start off in the vegetable section, and that takes me the longest because I get like zucchini, yellow squash, serrano peppers, mm-hmm. Green beans, Brussels sprouts, you name it, spinach. Spring onions or green onions, avocado, tomatoes, like you name it.
Wow.
Carrots.
Would you consider yourself like
potatoes,
vegetarian / vegan? You don't do animal products or you do animal products?
I'm vegetarian.
Okay.
I'm trying to cut down on cheese.
Okay. It's hard, isn't it?
It's so hard. It's I difficult. Love it.
You know what?
I saw this little cute card. It said, mi queso, su queso. And it has little mice.
I thought that's really cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that.
No, but I love cheese. But I eat yogurt. But I am vegetarian. And I eat eggs.
We spend a great deal of money buying cheese for our dog, our pug.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your pug loves cheese, string cheese.
Is your pug in shape? Or?
He's out of shape, but that's why I like him because he's so chubby. He's just super wrinkled and chubby.
Do you think he should go for walks maybe?
He does, but right now he starts panting kind of right away. Oh. So we took him off the cheese, but now we eat the cheese.
Oh, I see.
Good luck trying to eradicate me. Maybe
you need to take your pug to Gold's Gym.
I know. I'm thinking about it. At some point, I had to go make a present and say, hey, Arnold, would you vote for me? That'd be just to play around. I have this thing that I do on TikTok.
No, would you train my pug?
Yeah. There's a TikTok, Jim Francis Meza. Come on, go there. Jim Francis Meza, you'll see it. It's got a 4. So it's Jim Francis Meza 4 for mayor. And it's this thing I got, right? Like that I'm just where I go and I'm act silly because, you know, I do pranks and whatnot. And I've done that all my life. I mean, all my life. I got stories like with celebrities and at home with my parents and my sister. God rest her soul. We used to have so much fun doing that. But anyway, yeah, so go there and please follow me and I'll follow you back, I promise. And follow my dear friend, Sanji Bhakta.
So my YouTube channel is Sanjini Actress, one word. So Sanjini Actress. My films are Eye of the Empress, Cyber Romance 1 and 2, Motel Patel, Portrait of a Nude Art Model. My website is sanjini-actor.com.
And buy her books. I can't stress it enough.
Oh, and my children's books on Amazon and Kindle, so both digital and
it's a slew printed. Of books. Look at this.
And Shaka the Timid Lion.
Poppy the Pumpkin.
Wobbles the Jellyfish Goes to School. Yeah,
Matilda the Most Expensive Pig in the whole
Inquisitive
white world.
Pedro, the Blue Frog, so Mischievous Dress. There's like a whole lot.
Sanjini, guys, is quite a, you know, she's just all over. I mean, you do a thing or two that really can inspire. Anyone can get inspired by the number of things that you can do. Now, one last thing, like a lot of people have limiting beliefs, right? People have limiting beliefs. People have been told, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm not, you know, smart enough. I'm not skinny enough. Like, you know, what would you say to the young girl watching you right now that wants to probably jumpstart something you know, in the modeling world or the acting world or something. What would you say to that person, girl or boy for that matter? It doesn't matter.
I would say like the Nike ad, just do it.
Just do it.
Like do everything you can as an actress. Take lessons. Acting lessons are very, very important. Yeah. So scene study, improv, do lots and lots of student films. Plays. Theater is the foundation for acting. Even do extra work, but everything, like anything you can do. Train. Because acting, you do have to train.
Acting is reacting, but you must have a level of training so that when you're able to flesh out the character. You know, you got to study. You got to know the character's ambition. What are you going to get out of the scene? And all that comes with practice. It comes with knowing the story.
And also, like, observe people. Mm-hmm. Observe different cultures and different people.
No, people watch, huh?
People watch, like, the way somebody walks and they gait or they,
See,
you know.
See, people watch when she goes to the gym, right?
Yeah, I watch everyone. I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sanjini Bhakta, guys, please.
And don't,
give it up.
Don't ask me to sing.
Don't ask her to sing. No. If you ever see her the next time, just say, I know you because you're that one person that wants to sing. Or
it
you're
was
put
like
on the
seeing
spot.
Meryl Streep or whoever in that, like, that musical.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
You know, I just came from Vegas, you guys, real quick. I just came from Vegas. I got to go to the I don't know if it was the International. It used to be. Now it's something West. Okay. Point West or something, and that's the, you know, that was a hotel where, like, Elvis did all his, you know, wonderful presentations and songs, and you know, he was there. I think he did, like, residency there at the hotel, because also during, because you just mentioned, who did you mention right now? The lady, Streisand, right? Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand?
No, I mentioned Meryl Streep.
Oh, Meryl Streep.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I meet Meryl Streep? Not long ago.
I've seen Barbara Streisand.
Yeah,
Barbara Streisand.
But she was also there at that same hotel in Vegas. And I got to go in there. I felt Elvis's presence. And I have met people that knew Elvis. Dude, I felt his presence in that fucking hotel. That he was talking
to me.
You
could feel it, right?
I could feel like, man, what are you doing here, man? What are you doing? Want
well,
a drink?
Changing the subject, like, I volunteer with Mother Teresa's nuns.
How come we never mentioned that? Yeah.
And that's like a very, very important part of my life. And it's in my script too. But my point is when I volunteer with the sisters, I feel Mother Teresa's presence. Like
me too.
I just feel it.
I used to know Mother Teresa too. I felt like I did anyway. I feel like
Did you take her for a ride in your limousine? Do you have a juicy juicy diva story about her?
We don't kiss and tell, you know. Mother Teresa, God rest her soul. Guys, that's my show. Once again, come on, Sanjini Bhakta. Give it up for Sanjini Bhakta.
Thank you.
Go find her. Go look for her. And just don't stalk her because she'll beat your fucking ass. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.